Four Auburn Tigers receive big-time honors as they creep just a little bit closer to their journey to the NFL.
In the world full of...
They get a little bit closer to the end of their journey. Four former Auburn... Four former Auburn Tigers receive big-time honors as they get just a little bit closer to the end of their journey to the NFL.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Happy Valentine's Day and happy Friday. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Four Auburn Tigers received NFL Combine invites, four guys that poured out a ton for Auburn, all became fan favorites. And hoping that they obviously take advantage of their opportunity and make the most of it. Obviously, we're rooting for every single one of them. We're going to break each individual one down. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Go to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25 to take 25% off your order. You like it mild, like your sauce a little bit mild, they got a mild. You like it a little bit spicier, they got a spicy. All natural product. No additives, no preservatives. It's locally made, locally shipped, and it's an Auburn family on top of it. You could tell them War Eagle. You can show them some support, and you'll know that it's going to a good Auburn family. In every Publix across, just about every Publix across the state of Alabama, other grocery stores as well. You just got to look around and try to find it. But if you want to taste it there first, you can. If not, go to the website. Use coupon code TheBarn25. Take 25% off your order. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. It's good, y'all. Auburn had four combine invites this year. Two of them were guys that Hugh Freeze brought in himself. I really should count three with Eugene Asante. So you got Jarquez Hunter. Obviously, he came in under Harsin. Keandre Lambert-Smith. Jalen McLeod. And then Eugene Asante. And honestly, you should probably count Eugene Asante as a Hugh Freeze guy, because, I mean, he was on the scout team. He was on the scout team before Hugh got here. And he became, obviously, a huge, huge fan favorite. But I'm just going to start and go through each one and just talk about the impact on Auburn, key statistics, and then just, obviously hoping that they do really well and have long, long careers in the NFL. Start off, you got to start with Jarquez Hunter. If you remember, he was from Philadelphia, Mississippi. He was actually similar to like an Omar Mabson, where he was one of the late additions to a class. Like after the early signing day, he was one of the late additions. I remember seeing a video of him dunking a basketball in cowboy boots and maybe jeans, something like that. When we were recruiting him, and I was like, okay, that's there's something there. And he obviously, as soon as he got here, he made a huge impact. He had to kind of wait his turn. He was, behind Tank Bigsby. But he had some big time electric plays early in his career. I mean, I think he started jumping over kids, jumping over children his freshman year. I think he had one against Penn State where it's like, oh boy, this kid's going to be special. He had a 90-yard plus touchdown run against somebody, maybe like a Louisiana Monroe or somebody like that, as a true freshman. Just really kind of burst onto the scene. I think there were some people that thought, hey, this guy could be maybe even better than Tank Bigsby. But he always seemed like when he went in, there was a chance he was going to have a big play. Just every single time he went in, it seemed like there was a chance he's going to have a big play. Come back the next year, and it's just a poor year. I mean, it's just a year that Harsin is canned, fired midway through the season, a lot of turmoil, bad bad offense in general, and he was a bright spot. He was a big time bright spot. Over almost 700 yards rushing, 7 touchdowns. Goes into his junior year, and this was Hugh Freeze's first season. Almost eclipses the 1,000 yard mark. 909 yards, 7 touchdowns, and then you go into his senior season, and he could have gone in that offseason, he could have gone a lot of places and made a lot of money. Not to say he didn't make a lot of money at Auburn, but he could have gone a lot of places. I think a lot of places, guys, Ole Miss, a lot of schools were coming after him to try to get him to transfer. He stayed with Auburn, ran for just over 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns. He was a beast. He was a beast. I think he was the second leading rusher in the SEC. Probably, I think a lot of people wished he probably would have had a little bit more carries, a little bit more action. I just think that was probably more of a function of the offense at times not getting enough plays in than it was just not giving enough carries. Situationally, felt like we could have used him a little bit more. But, you know, first team, all SEC, one of the, you know, premier running backs in the conference, really one of the premier running backs in the country. And he just always, you always felt like when you needed a big play, when you needed a big run, you could lean on him. I think about the game at Kentucky would be probably his, you know, his one that you'll remember for, you know, for a long time. 23 carries, 278 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, just 12 yards a carry in that game. He made Kentucky quit. The offensive line and Jarquez made Kentucky quit. He just kept on ripping off huge chunks of yards. Ended up with 3,371 rushing yards in that dark period of Auburn football. 4th all-time on Auburn's rushing list. He's behind Bo Jackson, Cadillac Williams, and James Brooks. That's pretty good company. Bo Jackson, Cadillac Caddy, James Brooks, Jarquez Hunter. That's pretty daggum solid. I really hope, this is one thing that I hope from him. It's very similar to Tank Bigsby. I hope that he's remembered. I hope that he's remembered in general. It's easy to forget guys in bad seasons. He's been through a lot, and he's stuck with Auburn through the whole time. He's a running back. He's one of those running backs that you're going to put in the back of your mind and you'll never forget. No matter what. It doesn't matter if Hugh turns this thing around and starts winning a bunch of big, you know, big games, winning titles, things like that. You got to remember Jarquez Hunter as really the foundation of that climb. He was just, he was solid. He was solid when there wasn't a lot of stuff that was solid. He was the one, you know, true thing you could rely on. And I really hope that that's his legacy. Played the Senior Bowl. Obviously, really good. That's a big honor. And, you know, I think he's got a good combination. He's a really good NFL back. He's got a good combination of size, speed. He improved his pass catching he was terrible his junior year. And then his senior year, he got a little bit better catching the ball out of the backfield. I think he could be a real, you know, three-tool running back at the next level, pass blocking, running ability, catching it out of the backfield. I think he can be a really good NFL back. Again, the NFL doesn't really value running backs very much, but I think he could be a really, really good running back. And I hope that at the next level, and I hope he gets that shot. Hope he shows out at the combine. I think he'll test pretty well. I'm curious to see what his 40 time is, because obviously that's one of the big key components that they look at when they look at running backs. Next guy that very short period of time that was here, but made a massive impact, and he's going to be tough to replace, and that's Keandre Lambert-Smith. I never will forget the podcasts. I never will forget the message boards from Penn State when this guy left. He's a cancer. He's selfish. We're better off without him. We're this. We're that. He's the problem. He's this. He's that. And if Penn State had Keandre Lambert-Smith this year, they could be holding up a trophy. that may be holding up a national championship. I think in the, what was it, in the national championship, or not the national championship game, but in their the playoff game where they were eliminated, they had one wide receiver catch a pass, I think. They had one, I think, one reception from a wide receiver. He came to Auburn and completely exploded. I mean, had the most production that he had of every year. He transferred in the spring, too. That was another one of those things where Will Redmond came in and we needed to add – we needed one more playmaker. You had that, those young, talented guys, but you really needed one older guy you could lean on. Found him in the portal. And I honestly, when I watched him, the way he ran routes and the way he moved, he looked like a pro. You know, he did the little things technically when you run routes that I thought, man, this there may be something here. I think this kid could be pretty good. And sure enough, he comes in and that's what he did. He did everything like a pro. He ran his routes like a pro. He practiced like a pro. He led like a pro. He came into Auburn. And he was the quite literally, the complete opposite of toxic, the complete opposite of a cancer. He took those young receivers under his wing and he led them. And I think they're all much better. They're all going to be much, much better players because of Keiondre Lambert-Smith. Again, transferred in the spring. He gave Auburn a playmaker that they sorely, sorely needed on the outside. And then he did it. He was the guy they needed. And then he did it. And he fell just shy of 1,000 yards, which would have been epic because Auburn really has sort of been in the, they've been behind there. Haven't had one since like 1999. Come close a few times. But he ended up with what, 50 receptions, 981 yards, 8 touchdowns, nearly 20 yards of reception. I thought maybe he would just be a good possession guy that you could lean on. He ended up being a big playmaker. I mean, 20 yards or nearly 19.8 yards of reception. That's big. That's big time. That's going to turn a lot of scouts' heads. Okay, this kid, when he makes a catch, we're moving. So, and he did that. It seemed like anytime Auburn needed a big catch, he made some incredible catches too. I think about the catch he made against Texas A&M was unreal. He made an unbelievable catch against Louisiana Monroe that I'll never forget. Just great performance after great performance. He had 8 catches for 116 yards in the Iron Bowl when offense wasn't really doing a ton. He had 2 catches for 104 yards with a 60-yard catch that led to a score to put Auburn up 21 against Texas A&M. You know, 6 catches for 104 yards and a touchdown against Louisiana Monroe, and that one touchdown was highlight reel. That'll be on the combine highlight reel for sure. He's just a perfect. I think he's like a prototypical NFL outside receiver. He's gonna be like 6'2". 200 pounds. He's got good top end speed, length, great hands, great route running ability. Just overall, I think he's like a perfect prototype NFL wide receiver. And it was so big that we could get a guy after the first group of portal wide receivers that we brought in the first offseason that Hugh was here, and they were all essentially complete busts. You bring in another portal wide receiver and he goes off. I think that's good, a good selling point to show people, hey, we can take a guy in one offseason and turn him into a big-time playmaker. And I think it led to I think it was huge in the recruitment of Eric Singleton Jr. and Horatio Fields. So another guy I hope is never forgotten. I mean, one of the top single-season wide receiving years, receiving yardage years in Auburn history. Really, really good player. I hope he does really, really well in the NFL. I'm anxious to see what his 40 is too. I think he's going to be sneaky low on that 40. Low 4.4, maybe even a high 4.3 guy. He can move. He can move. Jalen McLeod, we obviously brought him in from App State. 6'2", 237. He came in 2 seasons ago. So he played 2 seasons at Auburn. And I remember we were excited, but cautiously optimistic when he got here. He didn't have huge production, but we saw some times on film at App State, especially against that Tech when they played Texas A&M and beat them. He was extremely explosive. And Auburn had zero pass rushing threat on that 2023 team, like coming back. Like there was – you had to have a pass rusher. That was the guy you got. He got dinged up a little at the beginning of fall camp. So he was never really full speed until the end of the season. And then he really started to shine and really started to show that he could be a playmaker. And then you turn around in this 2024 system, the DJ Durkin era started, and DJ made him into a baller at the SEC level. I mean, he was a menace this year. Completely dominated, showed his skill set in a wide array of ways. I mean, from dropping in coverage to rushing the passer, tackles for loss, setting the edge. He pretty much did it all at that edge position. And really, to me, showcased how he could be a really good NFL player. I'm very curious to see. It's going to be a very he's got to go. It's a system. It's going to have to be a system fit. I don't think he works in just any system. I think it's got to be a 3-4, and he'll fit at that outside linebacker. He'll fit in that outside linebacker position. I think that's got to be where he's at. At the Senior Bowl, he's playing a little bit of a Mike linebacker, which is interesting. I think he's fast, but I'm not sure that he's fast enough to play that position, but he's definitely fast enough to play the edge, but I'm just not the size. He's really kind of a tweener. It's like he's not quite big enough. He's right there on the borderline of being big enough to play edge in the NFL, but he's not quite fast enough to play like a traditional linebacker. I think that's kind of what they're looking at. He's got more burst than he does top end speed, but we'll be able to see how he shines at the combine. Finished with 12 and a half sacks, 22 tackles for loss. Most of those were this year. Had a big year. A couple of multi-sack games where he, you know, was a consistent menace throughout the year. Played this again. We mentioned played in the Senior Bowl. Probably should have got some more postseason awards than he did, but very unique combination of size, speed, and just overall motor, I think, is going to be something that's going to make him a pretty good NFL prospect. Eugene Asante, one of the fan favorites, came on. I remember that Cal game. He was kind of coming off the bench. He wasn't even a starter yet, I think. He came off the bench a little bit and made some plays, and it was really more the style that he had when he made them that just really started to win people over. And he kind of became a fan favorite. 6'1", 220, transferred from North Carolina prior to the 2022 season. So right the season that was the last season for Harsin, he was basically put on the scout team. I think he actually asked to be on the scout team. He was like, I don't know if he's like, I don't want any part of this. Just put me on the scout team and I'll see what happens. But yeah, he can't. So Hugh and then Ron Roberts turned him into a really good player. And then DJ Durkin obviously just took him to the next level. In 2023, he led the team in tackles. Good sideline to sideline speed against explosive fun. He's a fun linebacker. You just feel like he's going to make a play. And he continued to do that in 2024. He's one of the leaders, again, kind of developed that reputation for being a playmaking linebacker. Going to be a hard hitter, going to make some highlight reel tackles, hits, a couple of sacks. You know, whatever they needed him to do, he kind of became that guy. And he went to the Senior Bowl, became – I think he was one of the, you know, top guys, a lot of recognition at the Senior Bowl. And I think they've – you know, a lot of the scouts really like his instincts, his tackling abilities, leadership. He's kind of the perfect guy, very, very sharp. You can tell when the way he speaks, the passion behind his words. I think he's going to be a good leader and a good addition to a locker room at the NFL level. I'm very, very anxious to see how he tests because I think he could be a really good NFL linebacker as well. So those four guys, man, they've been through it. Keandre Lambert-Smith was only here 1 year, but still, he went through it as well with the ups and downs of the season, kept his head up and still produced. But, you know, Jarquez Hunter, Jalen McLeod, they both came to Auburn. Eugene Asante all came to Auburn with high hopes to be a part of a really good winning program, and that didn't necessarily happen. But they hopefully they laid the foundation and an example of culture that's being built that can eventually yield, you know, a winning program. So hope we all remember these guys and follow them throughout their career and show them some love and some support. Big time honor to be invited to the NFL Combine. You're some of the best of the best, and you're going to test in front of all the scouts and show them what you got. So just like they did on the field, I expect them to go up there and give it their best and turn some heads again, turn some scouts' heads and get on some big boards. These guys are going to be good. So love these guys, going to keep following throughout their NFL career. And just, again, that Auburn family support, got to stay with them. So, guys, I really appreciate you listening. Great week of shows. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. No Super Bowl this Sunday, so the live will be back. So we'll be back live again Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. We'll see who shows up. Should be an electric show with pent up aggression ready to go. So, again, thanks again for listening, and we'll be back again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.